Moving on now, a series of bombings in Libya has sent shockwaves across the country. An explosion went off near the embassies of Saudi Arabia, Greece, Algeria and Palestine, which are all located in the same neighborhood in the capital Tripoli. Security officials say they have arrested two suspects in connection with the attack. Another blast went off near a security building, also in Tripoli. A bombing targeted an abandoned church in the eastern city of Benghazi. Two other explosions hit parked security vehicles elsewhere in the city. No casualties have been reported in any of the incidents. Well, let's go to Baltimore and talk to Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Freeman, Muammar Gaddafi was toppled, but why is there still no sign of political calm in the country?
Destruction of the nation of Libya, and this is designed to carry out a policy of chaos and death across the Sahel and northern Africa. Al-Qaeda now is virtually in control of the country, and we've created a monster that is out of control, except if you recognize that that's the intention.
Of course, many say that the deteriorating situation in Libya, what we're seeing now, is actually a legacy of NATO forces. What do you think?
Well, we know that the Syrian operation is a continuation of the Libyan operation, which is a policy that was put forth by Tony Blair and the British to destroy this area of the world. And if we go ahead with the regime change policy in Syria, as the British are advocating, then you will see more death and destruction and possibly war with Russia. This is a very, very dangerous policy that is being pursued by the West at this time.
So what you're saying that, I mean, the way you're relating the Libyan intervention by NATO to the Syrian crisis, I mean, what you're saying is that we might perhaps see NATO forces being stationed in Syria. Am I correct?
Well, whether it's actually NATO forces or not, that's the policy is right now to remove the president. And we've been working with al-Nusra, which is a well-known al-Qaeda operation. And in fact, there's credible intelligence that one of the operations that was being run out of Benghazi that led to the attack against our ambassador there was shipping arms into Syria for support of the al-Qaeda insurgents. So this is very much a continuation of the Libya policy. Whether there's troops on the ground or not, we could see a massive chaos throughout the entire Middle East and Gulf region, and most dangerously, a direct military conflict with Russia. And that's what some of the wiser people in our military and defense institutions now are actually opposing President Obama on escalating the policy for war in Syria.
And very briefly, I mean, let's talk about the integrity of Libya. How close are we to seeing the country being divided into federal states?
Well, the country right now is absolutely being destroyed. I mean, once you pass this law that forbid anyone who was in work with Gaddafi and the government for 40 years, you have various militias in various parts of the country doing exactly what they want, intimidating officials, assassinations, and bombings. So you have you don't have a country anymore. And essentially, this is the closest thing to a country run by al-Qaeda, which the U.S. supported. This is a U.S. Tony Blair British creation. So we don't really have a sovereign country anymore. We're looking at the destruction of a nation and control by al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-related forces. It's quite dangerous and quite disturbing.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review from Baltimore. Thanks for your time there, sir.